Jill Anderson is a naturalist and plant ecologist. She joins us periodically to talk about phenology or what's going on in the woods right now. Welcome back, Jill.
Hello.
Okay, Jill, on cold winter nights, there's often a ring around a full moon. How come?
Okay. Well, you're right. It seems especially noticeable this time of year. It can be any time of year, though, really, but probably maybe it happens more often in the winter. And any moon doesn't have to be just a full moon, but again, it seems like maybe we're most aware of the moon when it's clear and full and bright, but there are those rings or halos, I like to think of it as a halo too, are associated with ice crystals way high up in the atmosphere. So when cirrus clouds, so these are very thin clouds, are 20,000 feet or more up in the atmosphere, and they happen to move in front of the moon in relation to us, then they really are, a good way to think of them is clouds of little jewels or prisms. Those clouds are filled with super cooled water droplets that have been frozen into the usual hexagonal six-sided shapes that we associate with freezing water molecules. They could be different shapes, long columns, six-sided columns, or, you know, thin plate-like structures. But those clouds full of those freezing or frozen supercooled droplets are bending or refracting the light and reflecting it in different directions. And because typically the crystals are, there'll be many crystals and they can have different shapes, but there is enough uniformity of the shapes and the angles and of the light that they're refracting that it's at a very uniform angle of refraction, so that the typical halo has a 22-degree diameter. So that's why it's a nice, you know, very uniform halo or ring around the moon. If the crystals were all different shapes and not all uniformly six-sided and so on, then we wouldn't have that uniformity that can create a circle.
There'd still be something, though. Wouldn't it? I mean, maybe just a diffused cloud.
Yeah, might be just more of a diffused brightness or opaqueness, you know, of light, that change of the light that we're seeing anyway. It would be a change. Apparently, there can also be a second ring. And I've thought hard about whether or not I've ever actually seen a second ring. And I'm not sure that I have, but I'm really looking. I'm going to watch for this as the years go by. That can be at about like 44 or 46 degree diameter. So because of a different angle, you know, that's quite common within this cloud that reflects or refracts the light at that angle from the moon. But the main one that we see is this one that's at about a 22 degree diameter. There's a lot of interesting folklore that's associated with the halos or the rings around the moon. Mm-hmm. And what I'm most familiar with, maybe you know some other ones, but what I'm most familiar with is that it was a predictor of bad weather, stormy weather. Actually, there's some merit in that, as there are many of these kind of anecdotes related to sky watching and the weather and predicting the weather. So those cirrus clouds are often a part of the patterns in the sky that precede low pressure system, a warm front and a low pressure system by a day or two. So, you know, if the anecdote was, well, bad weather is coming soon, that in many cases would prove to be true, because those low pressure systems or warm fronts often are low pressure systems are often part of some kind of stormy conditions to follow. There's another thing I've read, and I have never paid close enough attention to know whether in just my own experience this is true, but apparently some believe that if you count the number of stars that you can see between the moon and the ring or halo, that is an indication of how many days it will be till the stormy weather arrives.
Well, that's kind of a stretch for me. I can understand the other stuff, but that's...
So, I don't know. That's something else I'm going to try to pay more attention to and see what I think about that particular way of explaining things.
A ring around the moon mm-hmm. is a different kind of phenomenon than, for example, sun dogs, although those are a reflection in clouds mm-hmm. too, are they not?
Right. They're all cloud related. And what the difference is exactly, I don't know, but rainbows too. There are moonbows. Now, I've never seen a moonbow.
Mm.
Yeah, but there are moonbows. I've read accounts of those and seen pictures of those. There's also moon pillars, which I've never seen, where the light is, you know, projected straight up and straight down, which I have seen in sun.
In the sun, yeah.
In the sun.
Sort of Damocles.
Okay. Light isn't just light. I mean, it's so many different things in our world, isn't it?
Well, on these cold winter nights, we will watch for rings around the moon, and I'll count those stars.
Okay, sounds good. We'll compare notes.
Jill Anderson regularly updates us with the goings-on in our woods and waters and in the sky. Thanks for filling us in on the ring around the moon.
You're welcome.